C9V.
Mobile, monitor.
C9V, KB4 CBA, name here is David.
Leon, I don't know if you remember it or not. How you doing today? You gonna go play some tennis?
Oh, good lord. Sorry about that. My navigation's trying to tell me where to go. I'm used to that, though. But anyway, I play tennis at 12 to 1:30, and so now I'm headed over to Buddy Mountain's house, and we're going to play some guitars, see if we can blow up a couple of amps.
Neighbors will love that. Yeah, and you tell the GPS to stand in line. Nobody else will try to tell you where to go. So you can wait, too. But, I just got out of work. I'm heading home. I'm going to head up the mountain. Just got the phone with the wife. I'm going to have some of that good old spaghetti she had left over from yesterday. Man, that was some good spaghetti. That woman could cook now, I'm telling you.
It's great. My wife makes some good spaghetti, and we had some leftover, meat from the Mexican mix that she made, and it was really good. So, she got me some low carb soft shell wraps to put it in. So, I got as much meat as I wanted, and slapped on some cheese and salsa and sour cream, and man, a little salt, man, it was good.
Tacos the other night. She made a mean taco too, but yeah, I probably shouldn't tell you this, but yeah, sometimes I've grabbed a few more Taco Bell sauces, the hot sauce there at Taco Bell, than I needed for my actual meal. And I get home and I forget about them, so I put them in the refrigerator. But they go real well at tacos. I'm guilty. Don't sue me, Taco Bell.
Listening, they're probably humming in on your signal right now, triangulating. I'm sure they could care less, but anyway, you know, it's like we're in a, almost in a disposable arena. I mean, a lot of times, yeah, we order stuff from Amazon, and they send the wrong thing, or it's not what we thought it was, and we want to send it back. They said, just keep it, we'll refund your money.
Talking about Amazon. Because a lot of that stuff on Amazon comes from China or somewhere over there in Asia. And, you know, half the time you don't get what you're supposed to get, or it's not working when you get it. So, if you don't get it through Amazon, yeah, we get to ship it back. Yeah, just $20-$30 to ship it back for a $10 item. Nah, yeah. That's why I like to find somebody who's already sourced it. If they did source it from China, at least it's already in the U.S., you know what I mean?
KI4LZI Mobile. It's not just them. What? Way back when I was small growing up, Walmart used to be all-American made, but as we know today, a lot of that comes from overseas, too.
Chime in. Tell us exactly how you feel. I mean, we don't want no pussyfooting around here. You're doing all right, KB4 CBA.
Hey, Andy, I'm with you on that one. I'm telling you, I am not a big fan of Walmart anymore because their stuff is about as cheap as can be. And if you price it, you see what they're charging for it. They're marking up more than on some of these other places. But C9V, go pick it up, Andy.
Remember that? I guess it was back in the 80s. Whenever Walmart got real popular around up here, they always advertised in all American made. Well, that hasn't been like that for who knows how many years. And As much as I like the TYTs, the walk-ons, and all that, like that, because they're cheaper. One day, like with that that's going on in the Middle East right now, one day I'm afraid all that's going to come back to hang us out to dry, unfortunately. Because we don't have any radio gear made here in America anymore that I know of anyway.
Most everything's assembled in America. Yeah, they ship the parts from all over the place, and then they're assembled here. So that way they can say it's made in America.
What I read about and studied about and all I got about during the Second World War, you know, all the parts, all the regular manufacturers are right here in America. Well, all the radio manufacturers pretty much are now. As some people said, the country's been hollowed out, and we import everything now, and the devil of it is, some of what we import from is from our very enemies, like China.
All those cranes they had at the state ports, all the cranes, you know, all the software, everything comes from China. And they found out that, hey, they could remotely shut those cranes down. Yeah, they all of a sudden, no, we ain't gonna do that. We need to get this stuff changed out and modified.
But the prices are good, but I'm just fearful. Just like I was hearing something about that going on in the Middle East right now. This is due to various reasons. If that goes on more than 7 to 10 days, they're going to start having shortages because they sent so much over there to Ukraine.
Shut down the Strait of Hormuz, but I don't think it's going to shut down long. I don't think the president is going to stand for that, but that's a political thing, and I'm not going to get into that on the radio. Yeah, I understand where everybody's coming from on that. I've stocked up on a 3 month supply of food at the house, so I'm prepared anyway. And I highly recommend other people get prepared and be vigilant, especially right now. See something different, something odd, something don't look right, call it in.
Another thing we need to worry about, this is KQ4LOO, by the way, another thing we need to worry about is in case they actually were to detonate an EMP over our head and we don't have our own transformers and everything else that we need that are made here in America anymore. It's all imported from China.
I heard that myself from somebody. I couldn't say how true it was, but I'm not surprised about it. But you're right, we don't need to get too deeply in it. But be there at Walmart. That's how Walmart once was, and it's now pretty much China now. KI4LZI Mobile.
4CBA. Well, you're talking above my pay grade, you know. I mean, I realize we have a lot of problems, but I'm not sure I can add a lot to this discussion, so I'm just listening. Gosh, I don't know. Whoever's next, pick it up.
Look at this. Sure is a beautiful day today. Yes, it was. And I had a great run. I didn't have any problems. Everything went smooth as silk.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Dave. I think your name's Andy. But, yeah, I'm also likewise stocked up on food, water, tons of medical supplies, of course, self-protection and camping gear, fishing gear, you name it. I just about have everything I need. Not quite everything, but I got a little bit of a stash, let's put it that way, just in case. And that's the reason I got into ham radio, so I could have communications as well.
KI4LZI Mobile, well, that website that I'm always talking about, RadioBoulevard.com, you'll find the gear that was used during World War II there. Radio gear that was used in the day, and just about every manufacturer that this government of ours used during that time, if you go to looking at them, was made here in America during that time of World War II.
I'm just wondering if they're going to try to implement my job, considering we make body parts for all kinds of different vehicles and makes and models and brand names and everything. I'm just wondering if they're going to incorporate us to start doing stuff for the military.
What did that happen in World War II? But the difference is back then, it was all done here in the USA. Today, I tell you, it's what I've heard some people say about, like he said, I don't need to get too deep about this, but that's where a lot of times during the week, where I'm at, on some of the other bands listening on shortwave, reason I'm not on the net, I listen to other certain people that's on shortwave talking about some of this stuff, and our country is hollowed out so that we can, with some things, it would take forever to ever get things back going real hot and strong again like it was then.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get back to where we need to be. That's always the hope. NC9B, bubble.
KP2HX.
You know, I don't see that happening anytime soon. I'm just going to be honest with you. What he's talking about over there, though, he's absolutely correct. Last time we really, truly manufactured anything here in America was back in the days of World War II. He's absolutely correct about that. I've studied some history. When I started hearing about it, I started looking into it, and sure enough, it's true. And right now, with what's going on in the Middle East, and Pete Hegseth just yesterday came out and said we got to worry about over 1,000 cells, if you know what I mean, T-cells, put it that way, that could be activated at any moment. So definitely got to keep our heads on the swivel, too.
That Radio Boulevard website there that talks about, like I said, all the radio gear they've used during World War II. You, like I say, whether it was National, Hamelin, Helicrafters, there's many others that I can't even remember off the top of my head right now that was used during that time. They were all right here. Y'all go ahead. I don't need to get too deep in here about this on here, but that's frequently where I'm at 9 o'clock during the week, frequently, unless I'm like tonight coming to a radio meeting, listening to certain ones down there in the short ways back from me. Some of them talk good sense. KI4LZI Mobile.
I'm going to listen in on a conversation a bit. It's KQ4LOO. I'm going to be standing by monitoring and mobile. Good to hear all your voices today. So, y'all have...
Here, have a good one. And, yeah, one of my favorites, Andy, was Tintec. I like Tintec. I'm trying to find one of those Tintec scouts or something. You know, you slide the module out and slide another one in. That's a cool little design. Business today,
NC9B. Well, I will say one thing. The Pentagon just put out a memo yesterday also warning our bases, our military bases, that they are not to allow, especially here in North and South Carolina, not to allow their members, their service members, to leave base with their uniforms on. And they've got to dress in civilian clothes and try to look as civilian as possible because they are under massive threat here in the homeland. Anyway, KQ4LOO, just keep your heads on a swivel, guys.
Unless there's something happening around here, I don't think there's anything that big here. You talk about L.A., you know, D.C., Chicago, New York. They're all probably prime targets. So, but that doesn't mean a thing. Keep your head on a swivel, like you said. If you see something odd, report it, especially if they do.